Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez says there are many tools that can be used to curb the spread of COVID-19 locally, but many individuals have not been adhering to these protocols. Dr. Gonzalez said he's disappointed by the COVID-19 vaccination campaign thus far.
We have to have tighter policing, and we have to have a better understanding by the public. We are taking this thing lightly. I've always said from the beginning, though COVID is not an automatic death sentence like HIV and AIDS in the early days or like Ebola, it is nevertheless a serious virus which must be taken seriously. That's why it is so disruptive. There is a bundle of tools in the toolbox. You wear your mask. You do physical distancing. You sanitize your hands. The state authorities do early identification of persons with the virus. You do testing. You have returns to be testing in a swift period, certainly within 48 hours. You have contact tracing. You have the issue of quarantine or isolation. And then, of course, we have the vaccination. We have the vaccine. And I'm disappointed that the uptake on the vaccine is so limited.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez. Regionally, May 2021 was the deadliest month of the pandemic in Trinidad and Tobago and the month with the highest number of COVID-19 cases. In the Bahamas, the total number of COVID-19 cases now stands at 11,796. Internationally, the World Health Organization, WHO, has announced a new naming system for variants of COVID-19. From now on, the WHO will use Greek letters to refer to variants first detected in countries like the UK, South Africa, and India. The UK variant, for instance, is labeled as Alpha, the South African Beta, and the Indian as Delta. Meanwhile, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa announced that his country will return to stricter lockdown measures in the face of a sharp rise in COVID-19 cases, which indicate the virus is surging again in Africa's worst affected nation. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.